Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And thank you for every single day being committed to thinking more clearly, trying to do what you can to process with logic and with truth the aspects of life. And if we can be an encouragement along that journey, that's the mission of what we do at the Kevin McCullough microphone every single day. So thankful to have you along. It is Monday. We like to check the markets on Mondays. We used to, at least. I don't know, about 4 or 5 Mondays ago, I just got tired of every time I'd open my investor app on a Monday, it would just squirt blood at me. But it didn't today, and so I thought, well, why not get my good friend Scott Martin on to talk about this phenomenon of this Monday not being a Monday Bloody Monday, as so many have been in recent weeks. Scott, welcome back. Always good to have you. Of course, Scott, the leading researcher for Hillary Kramer and her team. Scott, talk to me about the market today and what you think is going on.
Sure thing, Kevin. Well, as always, thanks for having me here, and thanks for listening, everyone back there. But I think what's going on right now is just what you said. People got tired of opening up the brokerage apps. They gave up. They decided, I'm going to look at this in 2 or 3 weeks, wake me up when the market is better. And that's what we actually wanted to see. We wanted to see people check out of their greedy mode, you know, check out of the instant gratification, start thinking like investors again, because right, we're not really seeing the market really taken up again. Could be Thanksgiving, could be early next year. We're going to be range bound for a while, but that's an opportunity because it means you get these, you get the dips, but you also get the little rallies, you know, buy low, sell high.
Well, and Hillary forwarded me a piece, and I forget what publication it was from this morning, but it was looking at the S&P, and there was actually more good news there on the year than I think anybody had realized. And she was wanting, you know, us to see that this window is an opportunity of sorts. What was she seeing there?
Oh, she is sure seeing opportunities. She's always looking for opportunities, to be honest. But what she's seeing right now is that the fear, the disappointment, the frustration got out of hand. I mean, you look outside the world today, it's a little bit bad. The Fed keeps pushing things down, but it's not the end of the world, and that's where stocks are priced for right now. They're priced for a 2008 level crash that we don't really see the Fed giving us.
Which means that now could be a good time to pick up investments, but what are the top 2 or 3 things that people are hearing this are saying, well, how do I know that it is the right time, and how do I know I'm not going to get taken at this time?
Well, that's the thing about psychology. If you look for instant gratification, it's tricky because we're not guaranteeing that any stocks will make a whole lot of money in the next couple of months. The Fed has seen to that. But if you're thinking like an investor, it's always a pretty good day to buy in if you have free cash, because the future so far has always looked better than the past.
Yeah. Well, and Hillary describes it as collecting stocks. She is particular about what she collects. And there's always reasons for it. And, you know, those ones that pay the 4% and 5% dividend yields, those are good ones to take a look at going into November, because, you know, you're going to have the opportunity to pick up about a fourth of that when you flip the year.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the collection is great because that means if you find something you fall in love with, never let it go, especially if it pays you those dividends, because then you're locking in income quarter after quarter, year after year. And a great company like Ford, for example, will actually raise the dividend from year to year, so you stay ahead of inflation and you still keep cashing those checks. Ford's not going away. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about something you sent me this morning, which was energy. We all know that energy, or the lack of access to the to energy, has been the downfall of America. What does that mean to an investor right now going into this election cycle and year end?
Right now, if you're an investor, energy is the only reason to keep opening those brokerage statements, because it's the only thing that is really working right now. The stocks have been a real lifesaver. The problem with the market, though, is energy is so, it's such a small piece of the American economy today that it's been hard to buy those stocks. Even Exxon, you know, when Tesla is a bigger company than Exxon, the world has changed. But you can still reach them. If you know, don't buy the index funds, buy the energy stocks.
And why do you say that? Because the funds are showing some pretty good returns, and one of them much better than the other. But why do you say not the index funds?
Because the index funds, the big index, like the S&P 500, is going to be mostly Tesla, mostly Apple, mostly Microsoft.
Oh, gotcha. But what about energy funds specifically?
Oh, yeah. We like XLE, which buys the entire energy sector. We like IEO. But any brokerage will just give you, you know, here's an energy sector fund. Buy it. You buy all the stocks together.
Yeah. I was noticing that Fidelity and Vanguard were comparable a few weeks ago. And Vanguard has gone woke and tried to avoid controversy. And Fidelity has just bought good old energy stocks. And Fidelity's pounding Vanguard's performance. They're both up. But it's a difference in like 18% for Vanguard versus 40-something percent for Fidelity. So it's really, really rather remarkable. All right, Scott, you always like to have a stock recommendation or two in your back pocket. What are you looking at this Monday?
I'm looking at the smaller companies. So not Exxon, but they're not Tesla either. It's been a pretty good year for a little company called MUSA, M-U-S-A. That's Murphy. And they run gas stations near Walmarts all over the country. Pretty big company, but not a big stock.
That's M-U-S-A is the symbol?
M-U-S-A, Murphy, USA.
Okay.
And we like them largely because owning a gas station network is a license to print money, and we've all felt that pain at the pump. These are the people that turn it into profit.
Yeah.
So we like them. Along with that, Texas Roadhouse, TXRH. Now, this is one of the stocks Hillary collects. She's loved this company forever. First time I saw her buy it, it was like $17. Here it's 86. But, it got pounded along with everything else. It was $100 8 months ago. Buy the dip. Pays a dividend, too.
Yeah. Well, it's 86 and change today. Murphy USA is up $8 per share today, 3% on their total face value. So a couple of really good energy recommendations from Scott Martin. Scott also authors the Trading Desk email that you can find at HillaryKramer.com. It is free and it is valuable, so you should be subscribed and checking it out. Scott, we always appreciate you being with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Talk to you all soon.
You got it. There he goes, Scott Martin. Kevin McCullough coming right back.